Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Secret. May I please have the zip code to locate the account?
18014.
Thank you. And your first and last name?
Mary Langenbach.
Thank you. And for security purposes, could you verify the shipping address for me, please?
Pardon me?
The shipping address?
630 Creek Road, Dallas, PA.
So just bear with me one moment. It's still loading up. Okay, so I see that you entered a sweepstake for a KitchenAid, paying $7.95. How may I help you?
It says online, it says $2.95, not $7.95. That's why I'm calling, because my account is paid for $7.95 and it should only be $2.95.
Well, I'm not sure about that, ma'am. The entry fee is
$7.95. Okay, well, hold on here a minute, please.
Yes, ma'am.
We do. Okay, we'll close out. And we'll go back to Facebook. We'll exit out. It says sales stop. $2.95 clearance. It shows black, metallic blue, a light blue. A white one and a green one, and Santa's standing there with his thumbs up. But it says clearance, $2.95.
I do apologize for the misunderstanding, ma'am.
Well, what do I do now? Because you obviously charged me $7.95 when it should have been $2.95, and that's $5 difference. What do I do now? All I want is my $5 back.
Okay, ma'am. Well, the entry fee is $7.95.
It doesn't state that anywhere on the website.
Okay, well, I do apologize about that, ma'am, but the entry fee is $7.95.
Is there a supervisor there?
Okay, ma'am, well, we do follow the same protocols, so they're just going to explain the same thing. The entry fee was $7.95.
Okay, well, I guess I'll be calling Walmart. They're already in trouble anyways for clearance items, but that's what it says, clearance $2.95, and that's what I thought it was going to be. So tomorrow when my bank opens, I guess I'll have them not process it because it's fraudulent. and I will report it as such.
Ma'am, you should see your refund back into your account within 3 to 5 business days, and the account is canceled. Just let me know when you're ready for the cancellation number.
I wanted the mixer.
Well, ma'am, the entry fee is $7.95, so I issued you that refund of $7.95. You should see it back into the account within 3 to 5 business days, and the account is canceled. Let me know when you're ready for the cancellation number.
You went and canceled it without my permission.
Ma'am, you just stated that you was claiming this as fraud and you wasn't going to let the payment go through.
I also said I was going to call Walmart too, didn't I?
And you did say that you was not going to let the payment go through.
I said I was calling Walmart, didn't I? I was
correct, but you also stated that you were calling your bank as well, ma'am, and not letting the charge go through.
You know what? You don't let people finish what they're saying, do you? I said first I was calling Walmart. I said that first. Then I said about the bank. So what's your name, please?
Secret.
Secret.
Correct.
Like I've got a secret?
Correct.
Okay, and what's the cancellation number?
C as in Charlie. 2632-06-041.
Now do you have a supervisor there?
Well, ma'am, your account is now canceled and refunded.
Okay, you're refusing to give me to a manager.
Ma'am, just bear with me one moment.
Just sit back down. Thank you, Mayor Mayor. That's fine. Is there another one in the cupboard?
I'm still here. Just bear with me one more moment.
What? No, she's a very nasty person, though. And I've worked every ounce of customer service you could ask for, and she's over the line.
I do have you being transferred over to my supervisor. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day. Just hold one moment.